The American Hospital Association says 126,000 nursing positions are vacant. As the nursing shortage grows, nurses at hospitals are having to compensate by taking on more and more patients. NPR's Richard Knox reports on a new study that finds that with each additional patient a nurse is responsible for, her patient's risk of dying goes up.
The new study is the first to tie hospital death rates directly to nurses' caseloads. Researchers asked more than 10,000 nurses in 168 Pennsylvania hospitals how many patients they were responsible for during their most recent shift. Then they matched average nursing caseloads with the hospital's death rates. Linda Aiken of the University of Pennsylvania says the results were striking.
Indeed, we found that for every additional patient added to a nurse's caseload after they have four patients already, that there is a 7% increase in the risk of death.
So if nurses in Smith Memorial Hospital have to watch over eight patients on average, their patients' risk of dying is about 30% higher than over at Jones Community Hospital, where nurses have four patients per shift. And the study looked only at patients undergoing common elective surgeries like gallbladder removal and knee replacement. These patients don't have a high risk of dying to start with.
If we take this same estimate and we apply it to the 4.1 million surgeries that are undertaken every year in the United States of the type that we studied, as many as 20,000 excess deaths could be accounted for by the different staffing levels.
But Suzanne Gordon, who's writing a book on the global nursing crisis, says hospitals have resisted nurses' contention that high caseloads are dangerous.
They've dismissed those arguments as anecdotal, and they have basically said to the nurses, prove to us that there's harm being caused to patients in the policies that we've been following for the past 10 years.
Jeannie Chasen doesn't need proof. She left a nursing job at a major Boston hospital after 17 years because she felt no matter how hard she worked, it wasn't enough.
Taking care of four patients of the type that tend to be on a med-surg typical unit now, four patients is a lot, and six is really a lot, and you know, people who are taking care of eight, I wouldn't want to be their patient, no matter how good they are. I don't care if you're Mother Teresa. You can't do it.
She says it's not uncommon these days for some nurses on some shifts to watch over 15 patients. The new data on nursing caseloads is bound to get a lot of attention. It appears in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, and it comes at a moment when nearly two dozen states are considering legislation on the growing hospital nursing crisis. A new California law to take effect next year requires hospitals to limit nurses' caseloads to six patients. Aiken takes no position on such legislation, but she hopes patients will press hospitals to reveal their nursing caseloads.
We recommend that patients ask prior to admission what the average number of patients each nurse on their unit will be responsible for. Now, whether they will get back a meaningful answer or not, time will tell.
Aiken says it might take legislation to get hospitals to disclose their ratio of nurses to patients. Pamela Thompson thinks that's a bad idea. She heads the American Organization of Nurse Executives, a subsidiary of the American Hospital Association.
It's not a numbers game. I think that patients knowing a number isn't really going to help them know that they're assigned appropriately to a nurse.
It would cost hospitals a lot of money to bring nurse staffing ratios into a safer range. But nurses say hospitals will have to spend it to prevent even more nurses from leaving the bedside. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.